Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammer.
Everybody's doing it. Hello, welcome back. Hi pals, it's Chris of Chris Things Art. You've come across another little old episode of Wrestling Art with Chris Things. I am delighted to be joining you today to have a little chat. Normally I get on here and have different interview guests where we chop it up, but today, my guest, we've had real life get in the way, wasn't able to happen, but, you know, in lieu of not wanting to do another, you know, week where we go without a podcast, I thought I'd come on here and do one of those ones where I just ramble in your ear for, like, 15 minutes. there's a few things going on in the world of Chris Things Art right now, so I thought it'd be a good one to just come on here and have a little bit of a one-sided chat with you. I kind of like to treat this podcast in a way. It's kind of like a personal journal to kind of get a bit of a snapshot of where I was at where are we at? Halfway through September of 2025. I thought it might be timely here. So as I join you today, I've got one of those weeks where I've been, you know, balancing the different things, keeping the different spinning sources spinning, a bunch of different commission art stuff that I feel so thankful to get to do. I really get stoked on that stuff, and I feel very lucky. I got a few really fun projects on the go at the moment, which are so cool. I think getting to do stuff where people excitedly approach me with like a fun, cool concept, especially the kind of one that like I wouldn't have necessarily thought up myself, but I look at it and I'm like, that's a really cool idea. You know, I want to do my best to kind of bring that to life, to give my mind's eye kind of version of what this could be, the Chris Things kind of like vision, I guess. And I have a lot of fun with it. So, you know, got a few of those going. There's probably some that I can talk about, some that I can't really talk about. I'm very happy to start off with to be doing some more stuff for you might have know of him, friend of the show, and a great project that's happening right now with Video Plant and Richard. I'm so stoked to get to do stuff on this this basement passion project, faux video store. I'm celebrating like B-grade movies and micro genres and just obscure schlocky cinema goodness, and also wrestling of all the kind of stuff that I love. So I was just actually thinking about that the other day, how thankful I am to get to do that and to work with someone like Richard, and you know, try to bring these great ideas to life. I just feel so lucky to get to do. So that's one that I have a feeling Richard wouldn't have a problem with me letting you guys know that we're working on some fun bits and pieces when it comes to that. And we have the new video plant website that's in construction at the moment. So I'll be very excited to share that with you when the time comes. And also, yeah, maybe I'll be able to share a little bit more of the different things that I've made for Video Plant over the years in a little post in the near future. But so that's been super fun. I really look at these things kind of like a collaboration more than just straight up commission work. Sometimes that's really how I look at this kind of stuff. So I'm very stoked on that. Another one that I was so excited to complete recently and be able to talk a little bit more about now is the Joshi book. So Japanese women's wrestling is something that I, have quite a bit of fondness for, especially like your retro, like 80s and 90s, like classic All Japan women, Joshi, that kind of era. As well as a bit more current contemporary stuff, but yeah, I'm delighted I got to be part of a book that will be coming out soon called Connections in Joshi. So that one is from Dan Ball, who has just such a wonderful, wonderful passion for Joshi wrestling, and also getting to provide some illustrations of my own, and also some illustrations of Shining Wizard Designs, who I got to have on the show. So yeah, that was a really cool project. I know I've mentioned it before, but I thought I could maybe drill in a little bit more on it today. Like, part of this book, a little bit similar to the way the Blade series, where I'd get a list of matches from Dan in this case, and the ones that he wanted my Chris Things take on, and then I'd go through and I'd watch these matches, and it was really cool because I think most of these matches, again, more like contemporary kind of Joshi that I hadn't necessarily seen before, and yeah, so I got to watch them and then sort of like pick my favorite kind of like moments of the match or kind of like screen grabs of certain parts of the match that I felt like told the story or captured the vibe of the match in some kind of way, like an emotional, emotive kind of thing. In this case, I actually like worked pretty closely with Dan on it, and I would send him my suggestions of the exact sort of like moment for me to illustrate. He'd let me know his kind of thoughts, or if we could like do this but with a little bit of this or whatever, and then I would sort of do my thing and sketch it up, and then digitally like color it once I'd scanned the pen sketch into the computer. I look back now that project's done, and hopefully we get to talk about the release and the pre-order coming up in the near future. But I know there's always these things aren't quite as simple as you think. There's a lot of work that is involved in laying out a book, as I know from my own experience with the way the Blade Year One book. Hopefully we'll be able to have Dan on the show in the near future, and we can talk a little bit more in depth about that, like writer to illustrator, and about the process of doing that, because I really enjoyed it, and I actually sent over all of the original illustrations to Dan, as well as some nice prints of those ones that we did, and it was really cool for me to actually see them in person, kind of like, obviously I'd seen the sketches that I'd done before, but then once I got the these prints back from my specialty art printer, and this like nice like textured stock, and the colors really kind of like pop and all that kind of stuff, it was cool seeing them all together, so that was very nice. So I hope to be able to we'll get into that a little bit more as we get a bit closer to the actual release of that book. So that was a really cool thing to do. I guess another thing that I was sort of on the air trying to work out whether I should mention this or not, but I think I can. So I'm not sure if it's actually gonna, you know, like, go anywhere. I very much hope it will, but I can let you know that I at least did the first illustration today for what could be Way of the Blade 3. So let's cross our fingers on that. I wasn't necessarily planning on doing a big announcement of that kind of thing, and I think it's probably a bit premature to do so. But that was super fun to do. And, you know, again, to sort of get back into the feeling of the original Way of the Blade, you know, the idea of this does get, you know, like, off the ground, it'll be a lot more of a straight up sequel to the first Way of the Blade, than, you know, the second, AEW edition. You know, I think the AEW edition actually, you know, came together really quite well. Very proud of that one, as mentioned before. Now available on Amazon. If you want to search for Way of the Blade AEW edition, if you are a AEW fan, would recommend. Probably going to be very up your alley. Some great interviews from Phil Schneider in that as well as his great writing. But yeah, I there's something really nice for me about getting back to basics, back to the more straight up concept of the original Way of the Blade and the crazy eclectic nature of this list of greatest bloody wrestling matches. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what the first match that I jumped off and did is just yet. I'll have to save that for the future, but we'll see where we go with this. But no, it is definitely a pleasure to be you know, keeping this ship going and doing more stuff with Phil Schneider. Very much an honor for me there. There's something really nice about book illustration, and I really want to do more in it. I like more in that field. Funnily enough, I just finished reading Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the, you know, Hunter S. Thompson Gonzo classic with the incredible illustrations throughout of Ralph Steadman, who's a, you know, big influence for me, I'd say. You know, I remember one of the first times my art teacher in high school showed me you know, a collection of Ralph Steadman's works, and I remember even then being so taken by it. So I think that probably had a big influence or impact on what would become my style, I guess. But yeah, sort of I was thinking about that as starting the new in a Way of the Blade project. So I don't know, like, just I don't know if it's going to be more... I never want to have anything as, like, a direct influence kind of thing, or like, try to copy, you know, thing per se. But, you know, when you've just absorbed something, there's going to be sort of bits and pieces where you like how it was laid out, or this, that, or the other. So, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is it kind of reinvigorated my, you know, like, passion for editorial illustration, for, like, book illustration. It's a really fun thing to get to provide the pictures to go with the words. And I guess that was probably the biggest thing that stood out to me of on, you know, finally finishing Fear and Loathing. Just how well Ralph Steadman's, like, batshit out of this world crazy illustrations like, you know, went with the batshit crazy words of Hunter S. Thompson in that. So yeah, it gave me some new kind of, like, inspiration, I guess. Man, I really didn't plan on being talking about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. And this really is a rambling mess of a podcast today. I've been continuing along with our you know, Match of the Week, you know, gimmick. We've we're past the big 100, as I mentioned the other week, and now it's like, it's a weird one. I'm up to, you know, like 102, 103, whatever it is, and at this stage, I'm just kind of planning on keeping it going kind of, you know, forever, I guess. But, I mean, we'll see how we go. Real life market in the way at a certain point. But it's weird how that sort of has become such a big part of my life and part of my weekly kind of like, you know, flow of doing things in my work week. And, you know, like I've said before, no matter where I am, what I'm doing, on what holiday, or, you know, if I'm traveling somewhere or from a different country or whatever, I always make sure that I'm posting that match of the week on the Thursday here in, oh, in Thursday in America, Friday here in Australia. So yeah, I've been continuing along with that, and I think the funnest thing is that it keeps me, you know, watching more like different interesting wrestling. You know, it's not like I really need that because I would be doing that anyway. But, you know, sometimes you can get busy or you can be whatever and, you know, it's like you forget to do the things that you actually love. So it's been something that's kept me doing it and kept me, you know, watching it in a curious way, I guess, which I think is kind of a wonderful thing when it comes to wrestling, like when you, you know, have your curiosities in the world of wrestling and like the rabbit holes, as I always say. So, yeah, it's funny to look back at, you know, the flow of all the different types of matches and the different kind of stuff throughout. But it's still fun is the main thing. And I don't know if I'm noticing sort of like a stylistic kind of like something about the illustrations being a little bit more dialed in of late. I'm not sure. That's weird to be like a critic of your own work, but it's still fun. This is the main thing that I was looking to say there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
And then the other big part of my week that I'm so enthused about is this Saturday. My gosh, I wish I could be in Mexico City this Saturday. This Saturday, I've actually got a art show, a group art show that I'm taking part in. A Lucha Libre art show in Mexico City that I am so bloody enthused about. It's the Virgencitas Luchonas. It's a concept show of like Virgin Saint Luchadoras that my dear friend Portafaritas, a friend of the show as well, he looped me in for, and I feel so thankful to be part of it and to be part of such an incredibly talented community that are all doing stuff for this show. You know, I've seen various other artists and even had a little chat here and there with some of the different Mexican artists that are part of this show, and I'm just blown away by the quality of the work. I think the Mexican lucha art scene is so rich, and there's so much talent there, and so much passion. So that's something that's given me a lot of joy at the moment, getting to be a part of that, getting to be part of a lucha art show in Mexico, full stop, is like beyond an honor for me. But yeah, this one, a super cool, fun concept that I got to, give my Australian gringo take on. I hope people, at least gives them a little smile. This is taking place at the Museum of Pulque y Pulquerías, which is a traditional Mexican alcoholic beverage that I very much loved on my time there visiting earlier in the year. It's not for everybody. It's quite a thick gelatinous consistency. It's, might remind people of something else, it is. I really got into it while I was there, and it's a very culturally significant historic drink that's quite important to the Mexican cultural heritage. So I really got into it from that standpoint. So it's actually really cool to be part of the show. It's at this museum. It's officially part of the Festival of Pulque, Surf and Lucha Libre, which, to be real, just sounds like the greatest festival of all time. Again, wish I could be there seeing this in person. I just want to, say a big thank you to Porta Fritas, Jostrendo, to Luis Hernandez, and to the museum for having me as part of that. Really, really cool. So this Saturday, if you're in Mexico City, get on down to the Museum of Pulque y las Pulquerías. Dude, so good. Other than that, I have been, kind of lining up the rest of my in-person events for the remainder of the year. So part of doing this job involves a bit of traveling, just traveling all over the east coast of this quite large country that we've got down here that is Australia. So the balance of doing that travel, with sort of like your, real life with being a good partner to, trying to have a good work-life balance, sometimes that can make things tricky. It kind of reminds me a little bit of my wrestling days a million years ago, where you'd miss so many family events and all that kind of stuff because you'd have a booking. I might be wrestling in Sydney, and then I'd be like, all right, I'm sorry, I'm not going to make it to this family birthday or whatever, just wrestling comes first, which is such a weird thing to look back at now. It's who cares? But when I was involved in it, I really did love it. Even if I look back and I'm like, maybe I wasn't as good at it as my expectations of myself, what I had, it still was something that was very special to me, an important part of my life, and I guess led me to here now, making art of said wrestling as a full-time job. That traveling element of, my partner Kaylin calls me a traveling carny, which I definitely feel like all the time, just bringing my wares, having my bag full of merch, my t-shirts, my art prints, my what have yous. And I'm just traveling all over the country doing that. So, the actual logistics of locking in those events and looking at how your week's going to be looking of this month, every weekend I'm going to be doing, some sort of, outside of town event. And that can put a lot of stress on your relationship, and, you know, can sometimes make me feel like I'm not doing as much stuff as I should be, like around the house. And, you know, this place we're at now is absolutely beautiful up in the hills of the Sunshine Coast hinterland area, but it's a lot of things that need to be done. So that kind of work-life balance sometimes can be hard. So when I was sort of nutting out that schedule, that was a little bit of something where I was kind of like, man, I want to give my absolute everything to this art practice, and I will just sacrifice every part of myself for that, but I don't want to do it so much that I'm an asshole of a partner, or, you know, it's a weird thing. Some weird feelings there, that kind of process of, what's being selfish, like what's just, you know, chasing your passion. I don't know. That was something that was kind of crossing my mind a little bit, and I was, trying to think about, you know, how much is too much, how much is enough. Like, I honestly think to be successful at this thing, you have to just be, like, thinking about it all the time, chasing it all the time, and just, like, non-stop being hungry. And I have been, you know, and I think I continue to be, but, you know, sometimes I'm like, how much is too much? I don't know. And, of course, from that you get questions of burnout and all that kind of thing. But, no, I think all in all, so I'm feeling real about it. Like, I am so happy with what I'm getting to do, getting to you know, do this as a full-time job, getting to have absolutely wonderful clients, getting to travel the country, selling my art, you know, like meeting a whole bunch of amazing different people and hearing what they think of, like, my art, and getting to be at awesome, crazy, fun Australian Lucha Libre shows while doing it. Like, it's awesome. So, yeah. Summary, I'm very grateful. So thank you, everyone who allows me to get to do this. Thank you to, you know, everyone who supports, everyone who's listening to this, who's ever, you know, like, bought something of me, regardless of whatever the value, please know I appreciate it so, so very much. I also, like, really appreciate, you know, support comes in a variety of ways. Doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, like, financial. I know everyone isn't necessarily in a situation to be able to spend money on art, you know, and in the real life of, you know, when the economy comes crashing down and shit gets hard, art is not necessarily the first thing that you buy. And so I get it. So honestly, I just also want to say, everyone who reaches out with a supportive comment, or, you know, like, shares my stuff or anything, you're helping me as well. So I see you, and I'm very grateful for that as well. Yeah, thank you for everyone who helps me along on this ride. I do this because I love it, and I love getting to share that love with others. So that's what this this podcast is all about. That's what my art practice is all about, really. So thank you. You know, if anyone would like to have a gander at my wares, christhings.com.au is the place to go, where all my art prints, the match of the week things, all my events, everything is listed on there. Instagram, christhings on Instagram, another great place to follow me. As well as Chris Things on Twitter. That's more just me sharing stuff. I'm quite lazy of actually, like, posting things of my own on there. So don't be, on there for that necessarily. But no, thank you so much. Also, a big thank you to the great team at Social Suplex for allowing me to do this podcast, where I just ramble for half an hour. I wasn't planning on this going this long, I swear. And then posting it, you know, for the real ones to listen to. It blows me away that people voluntarily listen to this thing, by the way. But apparently some do. Thank you. But yeah, socialsuplex.com is the place of all of this podcast, the home of a variety of other rad wrestling podcasts. Podcasts such as One Nation Radio, Keeping It Strong Style, Imps WWE Adventure, All Things Elite, The Trish and Sarah podcast, Tunnel Talk, all the things. A bunch of great content there, and a bunch of great creators. And I want to give a little shout out to them, and also a shout out to anyone that donates to the podcast. I appreciate that when you shout me a little coffee here. Thank you so much, guys. Also want to say a little shout out before we end the show here to our winner of the recent Your Favorite Match of the Week competition that I did. I did this in conjunction with getting to the big 100 match of the week. I was stoked to see the different people officially enter the competition. I did a little hat draw where I had everyone's name written on little bits of papers. And yeah, the big winner was one of my long-time loyal supporters. Always love it when that happens. Chris Colvin, if you happen to be listening to this, congrats again, dude. Made me very happy that it happens to be someone who, you know, has supported me a bunch and bought my wares in the past. So that's nice. It's nice to be able to, give back a little bit like that. Anyway, I think that brings us to the end of the show, to the end of this ramble. I don't know, don't have any way to end this other than saying thank you. I appreciate everyone out there. I'm going to keep on chugging along, and I hope you guys are chasing your dreams and or creative outlets, or just doing things that make you feel fun and fulfilled as much as you possibly can. That's the end of my TED Talk. until next week, I've been Chris Things Brian, and this is Wrestling Art with Chris Things. Enjoy!
American Dream never lied to you. We can't lie to you. We can't beat it. Awesome's the word. When the Russians can't put a spaceship on the moon, that ain't awesome. Awesome is America. Awesome is Tom Stivers. Awesome is our deals. And if you can't deal with us, then we gonna come deal with you. And you don't want that mess around your house, because we gonna knock you out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.